Rabbi Akiva Hertzfeld is moving his family in the opposite direction many would choose, toward airstrikes and instability. But the renewed violence doesn't shake Hertzfeld. He says there are always threats to Israel.
We have to overcome fear to pursue what is the greatest goals in life, and living in Israel is a goal that we've always had, and it's a dream.
Hertzfeld is rabbi of the oldest Orthodox Jewish congregation in Maine, Shari Tefila. In his 7 years in Maine, he's been recognized in local and national media as an influential and inspiring rabbi for his progressive approach that respects tradition and embraces the future. Hertzfeld says one of his proudest achievements is supporting marriage equality.
As an Orthodox rabbi, it was very difficult for me to make that step, and it didn't make everybody in the congregation happy, but I thought it was important for us to realize as Orthodox Jews that even if we don't want to have gay marriages taking place in the synagogue, we should realize that America has important separations of church and state, and our rights as Jews are respected, and we should respect the rights of other groups who want to have their marriages recognized by America.
Born in Staten Island, New York, Hertzfeld visited Congregation Shari Tefila during his last year of rabbinical school. He started making monthly trips, and pretty soon, the congregation asked him if he would be their rabbi. Hertzfeld says he's fond of Maine, but Israel has called to him ever since he was a young boy.
It's very meaningful to live in a country that you know needs your help, and where you can make a difference.
While Hertzfeld hopes to help establish harmony between Israelis and Palestinians, he also wants to forge stronger connections within Israel. He says the country struggles with economic and gender inequality, and he can use the teachings of Judaism to help.
All those values that we cherish here and which are part of the Torah need to be explained and taught in a way that people realize and recognize that that's the truth of the Torah, and that's a struggle that needs to be fought inside Israel, within the Jewish people in Israel.
He can make an impact in a closet. I mean, he can make an impact wherever he goes.
Avis Smith is executive director of Congregation Shari Tefila. She says she can't imagine finding anyone who can live up to Rabbi Hertzfeld's reputation.
He has one of the best hearts of anybody I have known. He truly is a mensch. He's kind and generous and has a great sense of justice.
Smith says Israel will only benefit from Hertzfeld living there, but says she's worried about his family's welfare. He and his wife have 4 children under the age of 6. Hertzfeld says if they don't move now when they're young, they may never go. He wants his kids to see places in the Bible and feel a spiritual presence that's not possible in Maine.
Israel is has a lot more to it than just violence and threats and danger.
Whether Hertzfeld will continue his work as a rabbi depends on whether he can find a position. He may do social work or become a teacher. The title doesn't really matter, he says. It's the actions, big or small, that can accomplish a lot. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.